It's time for this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM, recapping for you all of the District 9 baseball and softball results since last Thursday. Going back to last Thursday in baseball, Dubois was doubled up by Clarion 4-2. Dubois Central Catholic lost to Mercyhurst Prep by a 21-1 mark. Punxsutawney beat Brockway 6-3. The Brookville at Keystone, Clearfield at Bradford, and Kerwinsville at West Branch games were all postponed, and the Elk County tournament was canceled last Thursday. In softball action Thursday, Punxsutawney was an 11-3 winner over Dubois. The Brookville at Keystone, Bradford at Clearfield, and West Branch at Kerwinsville games got postponed, while the Elk County tournament games were canceled. In baseball on Friday, Punxsutawney shut out Manitow 13-0. Punxsy pitcher Nevin Day recorded his 200th high school strikeout. On Saturday, the Dubois City Classic was played, and on the baseball side, Dubois beat Dubois Central Catholic 7-6 in 9 innings. The Beavers' Noah Farrell was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning to push in the winning run. And on the softball side of the Dubois City Classic, Dubois Central Catholic took the title 11-8 over Dubois. Reese Finksler hit 2 home runs, a double, and drove in 5 runs for DCC. This week on Monday in baseball games, Dubois beat Punxsutawney 12-1. Noah Farrell pitched a no-hitter for Dubois and struck out a dozen Chucks batters. Dubois Central Catholic played 2-1-2 on Monday in a non-traditional doubleheader at Berwyn Park in St. Mary's. Game 1 went to Dubois Central Catholic over Elk County Catholic 3-0 in 9 innings. DCC's Carter Hines pitched more than 7 no-hit innings. He struck out 11. In Game 2, Dubois Central Catholic beat St. Mary's 2-0. Brayden Zatzik went 2-for-3 at the plate with a double, a run scored, and 1 RBI for the Cardinals. Brookville fell to Bradford Monday 7-3, and Bellefonte beat Clearfield 3-2. In softball Monday, Dubois fell to Punxsutawney 5-2. Dubois Central Catholic secured a 1-0 win over Elk County Catholic. Riley Kolbatsky tossed a 2-hit shutout and struck out 17. Brookville took a doubleheader from Bradford. Game 1 was Brookville 17, Bradford 13. Jaden Silvis and Lily Plyler drove in 3 runs apiece for the Lady Raiders. And in Game 2, Brookville beat up on Bradford 20-3. Clearfield was shut out by Bellefonte 4-0. In baseball games Tuesday, Brockway a 9-5 winner over Clarion Limestone. Ben Bash, Zayden Faith, Braxton McKinley, and Kyle Kennedy each smacked 2 hits for the Rovers. Brookville lost to Clarion 6-4. Punxsutawney shut out Johnsonburg 14-0. Nevin Day recorded 3 RBI for the Chucks and became Punxsy's all-time RBI leader with 90. Kerwinsville beat Williamsburg 11-1. St. Mary's was a 3-2 winner over Kane, while Elk County Catholic outscored Port Allegheny 8-5. In softball games Tuesday, Brockway took care of Central Clarion 18-2. Both Bella Patton and Nevada Smith recorded 3 RBI for the Lady Rovers. Brookville nipped Red Bank Valley 7-6. Clearfield beat Bradford 19-4. And Kerwinsville shut out Williamsburg 16-0. Addison Seiple pitching another no-hitter for the Lady Tide. She struck out 12, and at bat, Seiple drove in 3 runs with 3 hits, including a home run. That's this week's Local Youth Sports Beat on Connect FM.